When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga.
20, 15, 10, touchdown!
And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
Thank you all for coming out. I'm Wolf Hamlin. These are the Front Porch Drifters, and this song's called Biloxi. Hope you like it.
One, two, three, four. Well, I was digging around through Dixie, well, the storm ride dead's a land. Then sipping that Tennessee whiskey, shooting the dice in the Biloxi sand. Well, it was a long legged woman. She laid a model down in my hand, yeah. Well, she asked me for a cigarette now, if I sing it with the band.
I was born and raised Kansas boy, you know, Chiefs fan all the way. That's where we were. We just want to say thank you to the Chiefs Kingdom.
Wolf Hamlin and the Front Porch Drifters may have a home base in Raiders territory, but the group's frontman leads this outlaw country band while always representing the red and gold.
Growing up in Eudora was actually a great place. Definitely your rural America. It's farmers, blue collar. These are guys that can work from sun up to sundown, and they'll do this 7 days a week, and they'll just be happy. We literally canceled Halloween a couple times because of Eudora High School football. They were like, well, we're going to go trick-or-treating. There's a football game in town. Huge Chiefs fans. Grandpa Hamlin would be calling Joe Montana old noodle arm. My grandma Trev's, she would watch Chiefs football every Sunday. And my dad, he got more mad at Chiefs football than he did ever at me. I didn't understand it. I started playing football in third grade for the Lawrence Hurricanes. Think about a third grader out there, full pads, just don't even know what we're doing, just running into each other. If you drove into Mayberry and added 30 years on top of it with a bunch of baby boomers, you'd have Eudora, Kansas.
We'll take you up around here. These are just some of the smaller neighborhoods we ran around when we were kids. Spent a lot of time down here at these creeks, catching crawdads and whatever it is you could get yourself into down here. Mom would come out and yell at you, say, what are you doing? Mom, I'm just having a good time. And then my dad has passed, and when he died, we got a bench made for him. And this bench on the left here is a Scott Hamlin Memorial Bench. Means a lot to us. We miss the old man.
When my dad died, I wrote probably 15 songs about him. My dad, Scott Hamlin, was probably one of the most influential people in my life. I spent a lot of time with him building motorcycles when I was a kid. I loved it. I'd sit in the corner and read the manual or hand him parts, hand him tools. And I wanted to be like my dad. I had great work ethic, but I wanted to ride motorcycles. I wanted to go out. I kept the grades up so that I could play sports because that was my dad's rule. You need to act like an adult. You need to work for what you have. I remember it like it was yesterday. Walked in the bedroom one time, and I think I got a detention for something, or got in a fight, got kicked out of school. And he comes in and he says, "Son, when I tell you you can be anything in this life, anything you want, if you want to build skyscrapers, if you want to be a scuba diver, you can literally be that, but you have to make those decisions to be that person."
Scott Hamblin taught his son to roll up his sleeves and work for his dreams. And the dreams Wolf was destined to follow came straight from his father's hands.
When I was real young, I can remember my dad, he would go in there and build guitars for his family members or friends or whoever wanted to buy one. At one point, I got a guitar for Christmas, so to me, it's forged from the hands of God. I picked it up one day and I said, "Dad, well, I want to learn how to play this." And he said, "You can't take guitar lessons unless you get your grades up," because that was his man rule. Good grades, you can do things. No good grades, you're at home studying. That's the way it works.
Wolf decided to leave Eudora without any training in musical theory. He set his sights west and eventually landed in California's vineyards. Harkening back to his father's lessons, he pursued a career working on motorcycles, but couldn't ignore his passion for song. And it wouldn't be long before Wolf's music put him in the national spotlight.
"Hey, I was just a baby. My mama sounded my son. Oh, Wells, be a good boy, don't you never play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die."
Yes.
Yes, right, yes.
Woo!
Hollywood, baby!
Thank you.
American Idol was a huge stepping stone for me. Once I got kicked off American Idol, that's when I said, if you work harder, then you can make it further. I decided at that time, I'm going to take guitar lessons. That's when I met my whole band, and that's when life really kind of took off and kickstarted my whole musical career.
A long time ago, Carl and I used to sit out on the front porch and play music, and then more people started joining us, and therefore this grouping of people became called the Front Porch.
My goal was to surround myself with driven people that were great musicians that had this constant drive to improve.
All of a sudden, you know, we got a bunch of talent, a bunch of friends together. Instead of it just being on the front porch, us strumming guitars and having fun, it's kind of developed into this dream that we're trying to put together.
The group of people I met with Jim and Carl, you can call them up and be like, "We're playing Zydeco, let's do it. We're playing Outlaw Country, let's do it. We're playing heavy metal, let's do it." Like, they just want to play music. That's what they want to revolve their whole life around, which is great for me. I love it.
Okay, so Wolf is part psycho hillbilly, part artist, part professional. When you look at him, you think bouncer, but if you interact with him, you think maybe we should sign this guy up for an ambassador post when he's on his good behavior.
I met Wolf out here about 4 years ago, and definitely could tell he's one of those good-hearted Kansas boys, something that is a little rare out here, so I was very lucky to find that.
He's a great lyricist, great songwriter, and what I love most about hanging out with Wolf is he's a sponge, and he wants to improve and get better every day.
He wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's at work by 5, and then he comes home from work and he plays guitar until he goes to sleep at, you know, 9:30 at night. So he, you know, displays his talent wherever he goes. He can fix, you know, a tractor, and he can write a beautiful song.
Wolf is a great guy, and he has a kind of a consistent kind of personality to him. You know, he's always got energy. He's always kind of happy-go-lucky. But then you also can see the intensity in him as well from time to time. And so it's kind of fun when you see him like that, you mess around with him a bit, you know, get him to smile again.
He knows who he is, and he started out knowing who he was. He just writes his songs from the heart, and, you know, his whole personality is wrapped up in every song.
When I think about writing a song, I want to reach down into your soul and remember that worst memory that you ever had and squeeze it, because that's the way I felt when I wrote that song. But then I also want songs that are uplifting to make you just happy, party, great time. Remember this night with all your friends.
Won't kill before I leave you in one mouthful of the wind. King's Kingdom!
Woo!
Wolf Hamlin, a man determined to follow his passion for music wherever it may take him. The Kansas boy whose Friday nights once spent high school football under the lights in Eudora now spends those nights performing and perfecting his craft. But just like anyone else who is driven to live out their dream, Wolf has to juggle between his passion and the daily grind.
You don't like my greased up hair, tattoos got up high. You don't love these cuffs I wear, right, right.
I learned at a young age, if you want anything in this life, you got to work for it. So for me, I want to play music. My full-time job is I'm a mechanic. I work on a golf course. I work on heavy equipment all the way down to weed eaters. Mechanically, the golf course lives and dies on how good of a job I'm going to do. To get anywhere in life, you're going to have a job that pays the bills until your passion can do that for you. And then by all means, follow your passion. You actually got to work towards that. You got to put in the time. Pay your dues.
After a long day of paying his dues in the garage, Wolf is happy to go straight to his night job, rehearsal with the Front Porch Drifters, an eclectic group of talented musicians that has become not only Wolf's band, but his West Coast family.
Family, you know, we all get along, we hang out even when we aren't playing, so this just comes really natural.
It's probably a lot like sports, or when you're part of a team, you know, you got to get along, you got to have chemistry, and if you don't have chemistry, then you're not going to be able to be successful.
I would say it's no different than a football team. You have to spend the time honing your skills and learning to work with each other before you can go any further than the practice field.
We share that common goal. We want to be good. We want to get better every time, every rehearsal, everything. At the same time, we don't make it uptight. Mistakes happen. That's sort of the fun and the beauty of it as well.
The vibe is a very professional focus on the creative aspects of the music.
A variety of personalities, but I think that's what makes it so dynamic, and the energy level is always very, very high.
We come out there and we pour our souls out on stage so that you can have a good time.
Say it's sort of an outlaw country rockabilly show, but I think what drives us and sets us apart is Wolf's lyrics.
I think it's got a lot of influences from southern rock, from blues, from country. For us, it's fun because we can just play whatever. We don't feel constricted by any categories, you know? We just play what we like.
Pulled from his own lyrics, Wolf Hamlin is a guitar gambler on the run. And this gambler has landed himself deep in the heart of Raiders territory. While music has taken him all over the country, one place will always be home for Wolf.
Rolling now?
Yeah, I'm rolling.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're getting this.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm Wolf Hamlin. We're in the studio here with producer Doug. This is a song just about growing up in Chief's Kingdom, you know? Great place to live. And, yeah, I think we'll get on it. Finish this track up.
I grew up, you know, we had
and how it was the far side of this town. If you didn't have the cash, you'd simply barter. Play the honky-tonks for rowdy crowd. Friday nights, you know it all come out for football. And Saturday, we'd have some drinks with friends. On Sunday morning service at the church house. Sunday afternoon's football again. Years go by and how you grow. I miss my family on this road. Years go by and how you change. Nothing ever stays the same. I miss my home. Years go by, how you grow. I miss my family on this road. Years go by, how you change. Nothing ever stays the same. No, I miss my home. Now the days go by like a lonesome speeding bullet. 1 year gone and closer to death. Generations watch the children raise their children. Come Friday night, football starts again. Years go by. My family on this road. The years go by, how you change. Nothing ever stays the same. I miss my home.
The Chief's Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure. Wolf Hamlin attributes his musical talents to the formative years he spent in the heart of Chief's Kingdom. So it's not a surprise that a typical visit to his hometown of Eudora, Kansas, tends to result in a Hamlin family tradition, singing songs on the front porch.
I told you she was the singer of the family.
Toss power trap.